My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 10th of September 2009 and the time is 12:20 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Yes, my name is John Bishop. I'm 57 years of age and originally born in Birmingham.
Have you travelled to London especially for your hour on the plinth?
I have travelled to London especially for my hour on the plinth.
And coming to the square tonight and seeing the plinth in action, has that been how you imagined it would be?
No, it was much better actually. It's been a long time since I've been in Trafalgar Square. Last time I was here it was full of pigeons and it was quite pleasant to actually come actually and see it again. I haven't been for a while. So.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Well, I was very nervous. I was, but since I've arrived, I've felt quite good. Feel better.
And what was it about the project that appealed to you when you first heard about it?
I am a practicing artist outside of this project, and I've been involved with art for the past 16 years. And when I saw it was something going on like this, I just applied, really, just for the crack.
What kind of work is it that you do?
Well, I'm a retired firefighter from Birmingham. I worked with the West Midland Fire Service up until I had some major heart problems. Then I was released from the fire service due to the ill health. And I had a couple of 3 years when I was quite poorly. After that, I didn't know what to do with myself, so I went back to college and did some... I just started with A-level art because I'd never done it. I'd never been at school other than up to when I was 16. And then I did A-level art, and then I did a GMVQ, and then I did graphic design, and then I did a BA, and so on, basically. And then I just carried on, really. I finished my BA, because I did a BA in graphic design and a BA in fine art. And I finished the fine art one in 2007. So I've been stooging around for the last 18 months or so, so looking for something to do. And I got quite involved actually with this, preparing for this morning. This morning? Yeah.
What is it that you will be doing on the
plinth? Well, when I was allotted my hour, I was a bit surprised that I'd actually got it for a start off. And when they said it was 1 o'clock in the morning, I was even more like, oh my God, 1 o'clock in the morning. And then because I was the firefighter, I didn't know what I was going to do anyway. I was hoping to do something artistic, but at 1 o'clock in the morning, I thought this is not going to be easy. So I went to my fire colleagues, one of them, Graham Bow, who's been very helpful tonight or this morning. And he involved me, we got involved with the fire service charity, and I'm hoping to raise money for the fire service charity and also the British Heart Foundation, because I've suffered 3 heart attacks since retiring, so, and they've always been very good for me.
And so how exactly will you be raising awareness for the foundation?
I've got a couple of characters with me that we sort of use to entertain the children. And his name's Opie and Alf. And also there's a bear that the fire service sell at their open days for the children again. And I was put him onto eBay. So he's like the plinth bear now. He's going to be the only fire service charity bear that will have been on the plinth, hopefully. And I've my wife has embroidered things on him, so he's made him special. And also I'm going to sign him while I'm up there. And he's on eBay for another 5 days, and then see how that goes. Also, I've created 200 pieces of artwork that I understand we're not allowed to shake tins and things, but that I'm going to ask people, they can have them, but they're free, but they could, if they would give a donation, that would be great. And also, we've got yellow helmets that the children wear on the open day. And we're going to see how many people we can get to wear them in the square, see if we can go for a world record. Like how many people are wearing plastic yellow helmets in Trafalgar Square at the same time. I've already raised £512 at the moment through Just Giving. So we're doing all right. I'm trying to get 999, which is 999.
And I can see that you're wearing an outfit, but for the record, would you...
At present, I've got the fire service kit on. As I say, as I am retired, I had to go to the stores and they issued it with me, so I look a bit sort of more as a representing the fire service. And I've got a T-shirt which says www.uphealth.co.uk, where you can go to donate your money to Just Giving. If you go to that website, you will see there's two buttons. One will take you to the Heart Foundation and the other one to the Fire Service Charity, and so you can choose which Just Giving you want to give to.
So when you knew that you had your eye on the clip, did you always know you'd do it for the charity, or was it something?
No, like that? I didn't expect it at all. I didn't even dream that it would happen, and I thought I would probably do something artistic because, as I say, I've been doing art for the last X amount of years. But 1 o'clock in the morning, I just thought it was an excellent opportunity to promote the fire service charity, because the fire service is always there no matter what hour of day it is. And it's sort of a thing about duty as well. I want to talk about the care, duty and care that people in uniform try to... You know, they take time and attention to look after other people, really.
And you say that you had to leave the fire service because of ill health. And mm-hmm. Did you discover that you liked art at that
point? No, I've always done art. I've always written poetry, so I might be reading some poetry. But I've always written poetry, I've drawn, but I never thought of it as art. I mean, if somebody had said to me, when I was 16, had mentioned Vincent van Gogh, I'd have thought he was played left back for Holland.
And I know that you had to leave because of ill health, but would you say that it's been a positive change, and now that you're able to be a practicing artist, or?
No, I'd rather be a firefighter. Well, I'd just retired anyway now, so I didn't want to retire. I loved the job. I didn't want to pack it in.
Would you mind telling us what it is that you?
I just felt important. I felt like I was doing a job that was worthwhile. I felt I belonged to something that was worthwhile.
And now that you are a practicing artist, what's the kind of work that you create or write?
I do everything. I do everything from movies to graphic design to poetry to acrylics. I do absolutely everything. I created, for my degree show, a butsudan, which is a Japanese shrine that they have in their house. And in fact, what I shall say tonight on the plinth is it's very difficult to leave the fire service. Very, very difficult. My father was a fireman. My grandfather was a fireman. My uncle was a fireman. My cousin. My mother was in fire control in the war. And I've been brought up on fire stations. It was very difficult to leave, and when I was told that I had to go, some people couldn't understand what I was so upset, but it's just been a way of life. So, but and the butsudan was a family shrine, and actually to my family, so it showed my mother, and I painted it bright red, and when I finished it, I cremated it, so, which didn't go down too well with the tutors, but that was it.
And you're obviously raising money for them at the moment, but are you still involved in any way in your normal day-to-day life? Are you still in touch with people or involved in service?
Not really, because I haven't been... the arts thing really as what I've been doing, I haven't been too well. To be honest, I've had one day I can be okay and the next day I can be terrible. So, but as regards the fire service, recently, with this Facebook thing, it's been quite good because a lot of people that I've been in touch with on Facebook were ex-firemen. And the chap, as I say, that's coming tonight who's helped me, Graham Bowe, was given the MBE last year, I think, for his work with the fire charity. And he's helped me a lot tonight getting bits and bobs together.
What impact would you like to have by going up on the plinth and doing this tonight?
I just want to make people have a sense of duty to, I don't know, it might sound a bit of an old-fashioned word today, but a feeling of duty and commitment to other human beings, the fact that maybe it's not all about making money, and just by like all the nurses and the doctors and anybody really, like Graham himself is retired and he's got terrible health problems, but he's been supporting the benefit charity for as long as I can remember, and he deserved the MBE 100%. He should be on this plinth. He's been fantastic.
Are you able to describe what the opportunity means to you to be on the plinth doing this?
Just in a state of shock, I think. I'm just a bit shocked. I've really enjoyed, my wife will probably tell you that once I get a subject, I'll get my teeth into it and I'll become a bit obsessive and a bit competitive, like a typical fire chap would. Everything becomes competitive, but I compete with myself. And so I've been a bit hectic for the past, since I found out. So.
Has it taken a lot to prepare?
Yeah, because I didn't want to make a fool of myself. And I'm standing in a uniform, so I felt that I needed to do it properly. If I was putting the uniform back on, it felt quite strange to put it back on. I just felt like I've never left, and I should still be doing the job. So, but I can't. So, you know, other firefighters are raising money for charity by running up Kilimanjaro, and God, I would be loved to be running up Kilimanjaro. And other firemen that know me would know that I would be doing it, but I can't do it. So I'm standing on the plinth for now.
Have you got any expectations about your hour on the plinth?
No, I just want to have a laugh. I'm hoping I can have a laugh and not crack up and my voice doesn't crack and I start making an utter wally of myself.
And have you got people here with you today?
My wife and my two sons are here. Graham Bowie is hopefully coming. He's actually convalescing in Littlehampton and he's driving up to be here. So I'm hoping he'll, you know, I told him not to come, but he insisted, he's a nutcase.
What have friends and family's reactions been to you getting an hour on the plinth?
They've all been very supportive. It's been great. The wife has made the outfits for the two characters. And everybody's been fine. They've all been donating on the Just Giving page and, you know, on Facebook. It's been, I've just loved, because I do websites as well, so I've just enjoyed messing around with that. And I'm going on the plinth sort of thing. I was bloody mad, but that's where it is. I hope I don't swear when I'm up there. Well, yeah, typical firefighter.
And aside from obviously supporting two charities, who would you say that you're doing this for?
Well, I suppose artists say they're doing it for themselves, don't they, really? If you're an artist, or you think you're an artist, you say you're doing it, you've got to be doing it for yourself, because artists are all selfish, really. They're all very selfish. But I'm just doing it for the crack. And a bit of fun, hopefully.
And at any point in preparing for the hour, have you felt pressure to entertain people watching?
Oh, yes. Definitely. Felt a lot of pressure. Yeah, just to get it right and not to make an idiot of myself, really. But I might freeze when I'm up there. I'll just see how it goes.
Have you taken part in anything like this before?
I did a happening when I was at college, because I'd finished all the projects and there was nothing to do, and I can't handle nothing to do. So I did a happening, which I ended up showing films, and I read a couple of poems, but my mother had just died, so that was quite difficult. I'd written some poems about her. And I'm actually taking a horse up there tonight, a blue horse. My mother collected Beswick horses. And she had them on the windowsill of the house where I was born, and I was always playing with them when I was a little boy, and she was always telling me off playing with them, and I always kept breaking them. So I've written a poem about them, and I made an art piece about them for my degree show, but that fell apart, and I've just got the one horse left. And as the plinth is originally designed for an equestrian statue, I thought I'd take him up. My wife was begging me not to, but he's here. The horse is here. Well, she just thought I was taking too much stuff. I wanted a big blow up Father Christmas as well, but she wouldn't let me bring him.
So has your wife been very involved in
she's been very supportive, just basically putting up with my pain. I'm just been a pain in the proverbial.
And how would you describe or summarise your experience of this project and being involved in it since hearing that you had a place to this moment now?
I like creating. So as soon as I found I'd got the place I wanted to create, I just thought the hour was difficult, the time, and I thought that there wouldn't be anybody to entertain, because I haven't been to London for a long time, apart from the Tate Modern. I normally just go to the Tate Modern and go home, but I haven't been to this part of London for a while, so I didn't know quite what it was going to be like on a Wednesday. What day is it? Wednesday. Thursday morning. I didn't, at 1 o'clock, I didn't know what it was going to be like.
When you're coming down from the blimp, what do you hope to have gained from the experience?
I just hope I'll give everybody a laugh, basically, without being stupid, if that makes sense. I made people aware of the charities, obviously, and raised some money, and just to tell everybody that the duty hasn't died. These lads that are dying in Afghanistan today are doing their duty. I don't agree with what they're doing, but I don't agree with the war, but they're doing their duty.
And what are the things that are important to you now in your life?
My youngest son is having a trouble. I wanted him to go in the fire service, and I've tried very hard for him to get in the fire service, but they're not recruiting. All the fire stations seem to be under pressure to make less and less, and closing them and reducing the engines. And he's tried to get in the fire service. He's got all the qualifications, but they're not recruiting. So he's had all his examinations and everything for the army, and I don't want him to go. But he's 20 years of age. He's got no job. There's no prospects. I don't want him in that desert. Yes, I do. And I'm sure that when he signs up, which I dare say will be in the next 4 months, by the time he's finished his training, he'll be in the desert. No, I don't want him there. It's my son.
He's doing his thing,
though. I agree, he's got to do his thing. If that's what he wants to do, I'll encourage him. But he's known what I think. I mean, I'm a child of the 70s, 50s and 60s. I'm a peace... You know, an old hippie.
And finally, you put on your profile on the website, you were asked to put three words that describe you.
I just put firefighter charity. I could have put other things, but if I thought that would make it stand for what I'm hoping to gain, ultimately, is for them.
And is there anything before we finish that you'd like to add to the interview or tell us about?
No, I don't think so. I just hope I can hold it together and say what I want to say without making an idiot myself. I first saw Mr. Gormley's work when he put this Iron Man in Birmingham. I wasn't quite sure what I thought of it at the time, but I was a firefighter, not an artist. But I'm supposed to be an artist now. So maybe it means different things to me now.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, love.